HarperCollins presents The Little Library on Cherry Lane by Katie Ginger. Read by Katie Sobey. To library lovers and workers everywhere, thank you. Chapter 1. 5 years previously.
So, Miss Martin, this is a bit of an unusual question, but...
The interviewer leaned forward over the desk. He hadn't stopped fiddling with the lid of his pen, using his thumb to flick it up so it came loose before pressing it back down again.
Can you tell me, if you were a flavour of ice cream, which one would you be?
What the sweet Jesus was this? Elsie plastered on a smile, while inwardly cringing. Ice cream flavour? What in God's name was the man talking about? She'd prepared for all sorts of different questions, read 1,000 website posts about good interview technique, what to say and what not to say, how to dress and how to smile. But this was... odd. On long, sleepless nights when her insomnia had struck, she'd used the time wisely, even reading tales of some of the stupid things people had done in interviews, like bringing their pets along or eat their lunch while talking. But even with all of that, she wasn't quite prepared for this. Luckily, the answer was easy for her. Vanilla, she said as confidently as she could. The man looked disappointed, while Clara, the librarian who would be her boss if she got the job, seemed surprised. Though at Elsie's answer, or the stupid question, she wasn't sure. Hopefully the latter.
And why is that? The suited interviewer asked.
Well, because... I'm the most boring person on the planet. I've never been anywhere or done anything interesting. I don't go out. I don't date. You certainly couldn't call the car crash of a love life she'd experienced so far dating. I just read, she thought. But reading was the best pastime in the world. She couldn't say that, of course, and after a moment's hesitation, found herself waffling on about how vanilla was the best thing to be in a customer-facing role like a librarian. It's important not to be judgmental about books, because we all like different things, and we want everyone to feel welcome in the library, no matter what their age or taste. The corner of Clara's mouth quirked up, and Elsie felt herself relax a little. More questions were fired at her, and all the while she spoke, Elsie could feel her cheeks flaming as usual, growing redder and redder. God knows what colour she was now, probably a shade of red that had only ever been seen on the sun. She tried to ignore it and focus on the questions. The man scribbled something, then sat back in his chair.
And how would you deal with an untidy thatch?
I'm sorry? Clara giggled. She could be quite naughty when she wanted to be, and Elsie was sure she'd added that question just to make the man say it out loud.
The thatched roof.
He pointed his pen up towards the ceiling, the loose lid wobbling where he'd flicked it up again.
How would you deal with a problem with it? Like some of it coming out or being disturbed by birds?
I'd probably call old Davy from down the lane. Or a council-approved contractor, she added quickly. The suited man nodded and wrote something down. And finally, said Clara, in her usual kind, calming voice, why do you want this job? Now this, Elsie was prepared for. But how exactly to get started? I just love books, she began with a slight tilt of her head. She pushed her curly hair back from her face. They're magical. They take you places you might never get the chance to see. They take you away from your troubles. They educate. They help you believe things can be different. Better. She paused as the suited interviewer raised his eyebrows. Clara gave a small nod to continue. The library has been like a second home to me ever since I was little. I've read every book in the children's section, and since I've been old enough, I've been working my way through both fiction and non-fiction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?